Hello, I'm Alyssa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta on this Wednesday, and here are some of the headlines that are now in the news. The nation's heartland was hammered with heavy rain and major flooding. From Texas to Ohio, torrential rains turned streets into rivers. In northern Texas, winds that reached 100 miles an hour disrupted hundreds of flights at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. The storms are blamed for at least two deaths in Missouri. Check this out. It went into a sinkhole in Oklahoma. That's a truck. The driver said that when he got to the top of the hill, it looked like a road. But when he got there, the road, weakened by the heavy rain, just collapsed right under him. Rescuers pulled the driver out. He does have some injuries, but he's just going to be fine. New British newspapers are printing rare front-page apologies to the parents of missing 4-year-old Madeleine McCann for suggesting they caused her death. The move comes after the family filed a lawsuit against several papers, the Daily Express and the Daily Star, say there is no evidence to suggest the parents were involved in their daughter's disappearance. Both papers have also made substantial donations to the Madeleine Fund. The 4-year-old disappeared during a family vacation last May in Portugal. There's a happy ending for a man once engaged to a real-life runaway bride. John Mason was thrust into the national spotlight back in 2005 when his fiancée, Jennifer Wilbanks, disappeared days before the wedding. Well, she lied to the police, recall, and said she'd been kidnapped. People magazine reports that Mason married another woman on Saturday at his parents' home in Georgia. And you can find out much more in these stories. We have continuing coverage of the latest news as well. Just log on to our website, tune in to CNN Television, or if you happen to be on the go, don't forget about CNN.com updates for your cell phone.